This is BFBS,
the Forces Station.
BFBS, original music specials. Natasha Renault meets Richard Jones from the Stereophonics.
And looks like Chaplin here on BFBS, the Forces Station. I'm Natasha Renault, and for the next hour, we are talking heroes, shepherd's pie, and music, as we're joined by Richard Jones from Stereophonics. It's great to have you back with us. And first of all, I have to say congratulations on the band's 25th anniversary. Where did it all start?
Started a long time ago. Myself and Kelly, we've been in school together from, you know, like nursery, basically. Our parents knew each other. Parents went to school with each other. And Kelly and Stuart had a band going when we were all teenagers. Their then bass player went on holiday, and I got kind of drafted in for a couple of weeks. And that couple of weeks have ended up being nearly 30 years now. Yeah, that was beginning in 92, I think.
Goodness.
Yes, it's been a while, but it's been a good long road.
I mean, you've done so many incredible things during your time together. But I guess, did you think back then that you would still be together now and bringing out your 12th studio album?
I think we always had the ambition to, you know, like be in it for the long haul. We did realise that you're only as good as, you know, like your last kind of release. And what helps you to stick around is just being consistent and, you know, like making sure you can perform those songs live as well. And that's basically what we've tried to do, you know, like try to write great songs and be a great band performing them. And that's kind of what we're still trying to do.
You got time. You got you.
Music Specials. Natasha Renault meets Richard Jones from the Stereophonics.
We've just heard the new Stereophonics song, Hanging on Your Hinges, and it sounds amazing. The energy on the track is incredible. I guess it's more your traditional rock song, going back to your roots, but what's the rest of the album like? What's the sound on it?
There's a few tracks which are really high energy, like Hanging on Your Hinges. You know, like they sound different, but they got the same energy. There's quite a few, you know, like kind of thought-provoking songs on there as well. And I think it's a mixture of, I would say, you know, like being biased, kind of like the best of the Stereophonics in an original album. But yeah, it was good fun recording, you know, like all the tracks. You know, some are a little bit older than others, because we kind of dug around from past recordings to figure out what will fit with what we've got now. So I think there's about three or four songs which are, you know, like a couple of years old, and then the rest are, you know, like written within the last couple of years. So
you obviously wrote some before, but is this what you got up to during lockdown?
We went into the studio, I think it was April this year, and we recorded 8, I think, original songs in 1 week. And we also reworked on some that we recorded previously. So I think it was about 15, 16 songs we ended up working on all together. In a space of about a week, 10 days, we managed to, you know, like get it all done. And that's what we like doing, you know. We like going in the studio, recording songs, you know, like entertaining each other, trying to basically show each other what we can do, what we've learned, you know, like over the last couple of years. And it's always good fun, you know. We always surprise ourselves as well when we leave the studio.
BFBS.
The Forces Station. Natasha Renault meets Richard Jones from the Stereophonics.
I can't wait to hear the new album. Now, I hope I'm saying this right. It's called Ucha. But I guess, what does that mean? Where did that word even come from?
To us, it's just a feel-good word, you know, like when you do something that feels good, you know, that's what we said in the studio, Ucha. It's not a silly word, but it's just a feel-good word for us. And we love albums like Aerosmith, Pump, and those albums have just got a name. They don't necessarily mean anything. They just sound good and can make you feel a certain way. And when we were compiling the album, we just thought it really fits in with the actual sound of the album. So, yeah.
I have to say, I love the word. Let's get it into the English dictionary. It kind of needs to be in there, doesn't it?
Well, it's in the urban dictionary, but the meaning in the urban dictionary is not what we kind of attached to. So.
So you made up your own definition for it. Love it. Now, on previous Stereophonics albums, you've covered some amazing tracks like Rod Stewart's Handbags and Glad Rags and Roberta Flack's First Time Ever I Saw Your Face, which we'll hear in a minute. But your new album has loads of original new music. How do you come up with the ideas for it? Do you all just sit there together in the studio? How does it work? How do you get the ideas for the songs?
There's never one way of it happening, really. You know, like sometimes we're in the room and somebody plays a little riff of something and we all jump on board and it kind of organically happens that way. Other times, you know, Kelly comes up, he's got a song written on either acoustic or electric, and we all go into the studio and put our bits on top of that. So yeah, it's never one way. It's just whenever they happen, you know, like, and if we're all in the same room, then yeah, usually we all jump on board, really.
The first time ever I saw your face, I thought the gives you gain.
That was Stereophonics and Jules Holland cover version of First Time Ever I Saw Your Face, which appeared on their 2004 album, Handbags and Glad Rags.
BFBS.
The Forces Station. Natasha Reno meets Richard Jones from the Stereophonics.
I want to just talk about lockdown, because streaming music during that period, it really increased and so many people discovered new music. But what's your musical inspiration? What do you listen to?
I listen to anything and everything, really. You know, I'm not a major pop kind of fan, but you can't beat a good song. So, you know, like I won't put anything down. But recently for me, I've been listening to a lot of older stuff. The way I kind of rehearse and practice at home is by playing some of my like favorite artists. So I've been learning a load of John Deacon bass lines from Queen, and that's what I've been listening to lately, along with some Bowie as well. So yeah, anything and everything goes with me.
Original music specials. Natasha Reno meets Richard Jones from the Stereophonics.
Over the past 25 years, Stereophonics have toured with some incredible artists. Bowie, The Who, U2, The Stones. What is it like being with these incredible bands?
It's brilliant, you know, like for us touring with all those artists, it was it was a dream come true. You know, I don't think any of us, except Tony, the keyboard player, realized how much Bowie affects people until we'd done that tour with him. Because we like didn't listen to a lot of his catalog, we knew his hits, but as soon as we'd done the tour, we realized like what he meant to people, and it was really, really special for us because he was so nice to us. He's down to earth. The first gig, he welcomed us into the room, and he came in the dress room. He said, "Hi, I'm David," and I just want to make sure you're all at home. We're gonna have really good fun on the road. We ended up doing a couple of football matches with his crew and a couple of his band and us and our crew. And yeah, it was just really good. And the same goes for everybody, really. Everybody's been really nice. And I think at the end of the day, that's what we realized when we looked up to these people as, superstars. They are generally, genuine, nice people, down-to-earth people, just doing exceptional things, when it comes to entertaining people. So, yeah, it's all been brilliant.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. Check ignition and may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare. This is Major Tom to ground control. Stepping through the door, and I'm floating in a most peculiar way, and the stars look very different today. For here am I sitting in a tin can.
Yeah.
Space Oddity, David Bowie's first chart hit in the UK, which he performed at many concerts, including his final worldwide tour, a reality tour. Stereophonics joined him and were his opening act in 2004 for the North American leg.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.
Natasha Renault meets Richard Jones from the Stereophonics.
I have heard something about you and the Stones. Well, not you specifically. It was, to be fair, the band and the Stones. There was an incident with a shepherd's pie. What happened with that?
Oh, that was in catering, in the backstage. I think we were at, we were playing the stadium in Paris. And we walked into the catering slightly before, you know, like anything was kind of ready. And the only thing that was there was some vegetables, and then it was a big shepherd's pie. So Stuart, the drummer, just, he got stuck in straight away. He must have been starving. And we got told that, you know, like only Keith Richards gets to break the crust on the shepherd's pie.
So, oh, dear.
Yeah, we had to, we didn't apologise, we just kind of head out of Keith's way and didn't talk anymore about a shepherd's pie.
Don't worry, its secret's going to be safe with us, put it that way. Jumping Jack Flash from the Rolling Stones, who Stereophonics toured with back in 2003. The band are going back on tour next year in March, but whereabouts are you going to be heading?
It runs from second week in March through to first week in April, and we're going to hit Manchester, Aberdeen, Glasgow, Leeds, Newcastle, Brighton, Bournemouth, Liverpool, Nottingham, London and Birmingham. That'll be a great tour because it's going to be kind of in conjunction with the release of the new album. So we're going to throw in a lot of new songs as well.
How does it feel to you knowing that you're going to be going back out on tour?
Brilliant. You know, like it was really strange because we finished our arena tour just as the pandemic was hitting everybody, really. We were kind of in a situation where, you know, like we didn't know what the protocol was for us to, you know, like carry on or to stop or anything like that. And it was literally, you know, like as long as the local councils and the government can let you do it, you got to carry on really, because the insurance won't pay out and people traveling to gigs would just find it a pain. But yeah, lockdown, I think for everybody, it was just so strange, you know, like not knowing what was going to happen next. But, you know, like we all pulled together, I think, you know, like as a nation, everybody, you know, like knew what had to be done. We're still getting to grips with what's happening now. But as a band, you know, like what we do, we're a small piece of entertainment, you know, like, and what we do is provide people with a bit of a release. So when it comes to writing, playing music, that's what we put our hearts into, you know, like we want people just to enjoy themselves, just to forget about their worries. And if they're at one of our concerts, we're there for them to enjoy themselves. So that's what we're looking forward to now, you know, like hopefully everything is getting back to normal and people can just have fun and have a good time, because I think everybody wants to have a good time after what we've all been through.
BFBS, original music specials. Natasha Renault meets Richard Jones from the Stereophonics.
It's nice being able to go out and about and travel again. And during lockdown, we were with our families, not being able to go out anywhere. What were you up to during that period?
I got three kids, so we were making up stuff to do, basically. You know, like we'd have a movie night and we'd take the dog for walks just to, you know, like get out in the fresh air. But also it was a lot of homeschooling going on as well with the kids. A lot of concentration on certain days and a lot of mystifying looks from my wife and myself when it comes to, you know, like certain things when the kids go to school, because it was a long time since we were in school. But yeah, we just kind of got on with things really and made sure, you know, like our friends and family were okay as well. And yeah, tough time for everybody, I think.
Those parents that homeschooled their kids, I have to applaud them. I don't know how they did it. How did the kids get on with your homeschooling? What did they make of it?
Well, fortunately, the two older ones, they kind of got on with it themselves, but our younger one needed more kind of one-on-one with the parents. But I think she got on okay with dad being a teacher for a little bit.
Were there any music teaching sessions?
There was one or two, but it was mainly, and I don't know how I got to do this, but I was doing the maths, science, history and geography. So
all the difficult subjects then.
Well, it was difficult for me, yeah.
So if the kids were there doing their music sessions with you, what song would they say is their favourite Stereophonic song when they're listening to their dad play?
They're happy to listen to anything, you know. I think our youngest one likes our song called Sunny, because her name's Sunny, and she, you know, like she just loves the, she's got the same name as the song. A great thing with kids, they'll tell us if they don't like a song or if they like a song. So
left late in the rain from the city, lived by the sea, stepped onto the train at the station to where we said we'd meet, slowed by with a gin and a jukebox where she likes to go. The rain stops every time that I see her, every time for sure. All right now. All right now. Sunny, you're so sunny. When I-
Stereophonics and Sunny here on BFBS, the Forces Station. And we're joined by Richard Jones, the band's bassist, pianist and backing vocalist. So many people have missed seeing live music. And before Stereophonics start touring in March next year, you're going to be headlining a Christmas show in Cardiff where you're going to be reuniting with Sir Tom Jones. What's it like working with him?
Oh, it's brilliant. We were so fortunate to do the single Mama Told Me Not to Come with Tom. It was a long time ago, but we had around about 2 weeks traveling around Europe with Tom doing, you know, like various TV performances and radio shows with him. And yeah, it was just great, great fun. A lot of stories he's got from Dean Martin, Elvis, Johnny Cash, all those people from the heyday of, you know, like singers and entertainment. We're really looking forward to seeing Tom, you know, like up on stage. So, you know, like, and it's always an honor playing with people who have had such a great career and are still performing to their best. It's going to be really good.
So tell us then, you've worked with him, as you said, you've recorded a single, but what is your favourite Tom Jones track and why?
For me, I think it is some of the original classics. And it's just because, you know, like that's what I remember of Tom Jones when I was growing up. You know, It's Not Unusual and What's New Pussycat and The Green, Green Grass of Home. A kid from South Wales Valleys, you know, Tom was a Valleys hero and he still is, you know, like to people. So, yeah, for me, those classics still got fond memories of them growing up in Wales. He still sounds great. He's got a voice that is unmatched and he can still wipe the floor with people.
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on the lights, cause I don't wanna see.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come.
She said,
that ain't no way to have fun, son.
Open up the window, let some air to this room. I think mama's choking from the smell of stale perfume. And the cigarette you're smoking about to scare me half to death. Open up the window, let me catch my breath.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. She said, that ain't no way to have fun, son. That ain't no way to have fun, son, son, son.
And someone's knocking at the door. I'm looking at my girlfriend. She just passed out on the floor. I've seen so many things I ain't never seen before. Don't know what it is, but I don't want to see no more.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come.
Mama told me.
She said, that ain't no way to have fun.
BFBS.
The Forces Station. Natasha Renault meets Richard Jones from the Stereophonics.
It's exciting to know that you're going to be back touring in March next year. But you always finish your gigs with Dakota, which is, I've got to say, arguably one of the best Stereophonics songs. But it reached number one in the charts back in 2005. What do you think everyone loved about it back then and still makes it so popular today?
I don't know. Some songs take on a life of their own, really. And, you know, like if we did have a recipe for those successful songs, we'd be doing it all the time. I don't know, just people, you know, like latch on to certain songs and it becomes part of their lives. And then it's got, like I said, its own life then. And it's always been that way from day one when we played it. It was one of those songs that we can't really top it in a live performance. And that's why it's always got to be the last song of the set, really.
It is an absolutely epic song. But what's your favourite Stereophonic song to listen to and also to play?
It changes every time we do a new recording because... For us, as the musicians, songwriters, as part of the songs, you know, we've got the memories of when they were recorded and when they were written. And, you know, like some really fond memories of songs when they were formed and, you know, like what we were going through in the studio. So, like the album LSVO, Language, Sex, Violence, that was a great time in the studio for us. But then... I think really exciting times was we'd get around and perform some cocktails and, you know, like I think Bartender and the Thief for me, that song, when it first got played on MTV was, it was kind of a moment for us that, yeah, something's happening and we got no control over it. We just got to go with it. And it was kind of the first step of, you know, like what we're on now, which is, I don't know what to call it anymore. It's just a crazy ride and everybody's having a good time.
Well, in that case, it's only right to play it. So here it is, Stereophonics, Bartender and the Thief.
Lounging in Forces Station.
Natasha Renault meets Richard Jones from the Stereophonics.
What has been your highlight then on this crazy ride?
I think, you know, like performing with some of our heroes, that's always such a nice moment, seeing people that we've always regarded as, you know, like special artists. And then also doing the big shows, like we've done a show in Hyde Park. It was kind of like Live Aid, and we just couldn't see the back of the audience. And it was one of those crazy days where, yeah, you don't know how many people is in front of you, but you know something special is happening. And that was a good moment.
So what do you prefer then? Do you like being in the studio, or would you prefer being at a gig?
For me, it's both, you know, like they go hand in hand. In the studio is where you're allowed to indulge in, you know, like your music and creativity. And then when you're outperforming, that's where you get kind of the payback, the reassurance that what you've done in the studio is working.
Now, you're sat in your studio at home in your office. I can see guitars behind you, so many guitars, but also you've got your tattoos on show. We know you love your tattoos, as do the military. But I have to ask, did you, when you first joined Stereophonics, get one just to commemorate the occasion?
No, I've kind of collected them over the years. When I was younger, it was kind of restricted to my budget. But then as the life progressed, you know, like being in the Stereophonics, I was able then to indulge in my kind of passion for tattoos. And yeah, I've had one as recent as last August, I think, was my last recent one. So yeah, and I'm hopefully going to get a few more in the near future as well.
Oh, fingers crossed. But I have to ask, because there are so many people that get tattoos and they're like, oh no, that was such a mistake. Have you had any that you've ever regretted?
Yes, I've regretted having some, but then I've never kind of thought about it too much. I had on my right arm when I was slightly too young to get a tattoo. But the tattooist done it, and I asked him to put the name Jonesy underneath, because it's an affectionate, you know, like term of, you know, like people with the surname of Jones. And he spelt it wrong, and it turned out as Jonesy. So a couple of years later, I had to have that then tattooed over to rectify the problem. I've got, it's kind of like a naval star with the design in the middle of it, covering it now.
BFBS. The Forces Station. Natasha Renault meets Richard Jones from the Stereophonics.
Richard, it's been great fun chatting to you about the new album, Ucha, your new single, lockdown, everything in between. But just finally, have you got a message for the troops?
Yeah, I'd just like to say thank you very much for doing a great job. You know, we understand sometimes you're away from your loved ones, and, you know, like you're a long way away from your loved ones at some times as well. But us as a band, the Stereophonics, we do really appreciate what you do for us around the world and for us at home. So, yeah, thank you very much.
Richard, thanks so much for joining us on BFBS, the Forces Station.
Thank you very much for having me.
Laying back, head on the ground.
SBS, original music specials.
On air, online, on the app,
on FM,
and DAB Plus throughout the UK. This is BSBS, the Forces Station.